आज हाम्रो ग्रेस एन्ड रोड पनि जानुहुन्छ अनि म छोटो के रे वचन म हामी पढ्ने छौ.
Today Grace and Andrew they're going away to remain a straight after service, so I'm going to try be as short as I can.
अनि मलाई डेनिलले भने थियो वचन कति दिनुहुन्छ अन्त 45 मिनेट हुन्छ होला भने थे.
So Daniel asked me, so how long are you going to preach for today? And I said 45 minutes.
अनि कहाँबाट दिनुहुन्छ मैले उत्पत्तिको उत्पत्तिको आब्रामको विषयमा मैले पढ्नेछु भने थिएँ.
And then Daniel asked me, so which from which book are you going to preach today? And I said from Genesis.
अनि उहाँले उत्पत्तिको 22 हो भनेर मलाई
भन्नु. Then Daniel said to me, is it from Genesis chapter 22?
किनभने चाहिँ Danielले सायद हाम्रो यो फेभरेट भर्स पनि फेभरेट पनि होला अनि के भएर हाम्रो डेनियलले त्यो भन्यो मलाई एकदमै खुसी लाग्यो.
And I said yes, it's from Genesis 22. Could be maybe both of us were very familiar with this chapter and could be maybe God wants to say something to us today and maybe God wants to speak to us today.
आज हामीले चाहिँ हाम्रो विश्वासको विषयमा हामीले हेर्ने छौं.
Today we'll be looking at the whole topic of our faith.
अनि यो चाहिँ डेनियलले इंग्लिशमा जेनेसिस 1 देखि 13 सम्म पढ्ने छ. नेपालीमा चाहिँ तपाईहरुले चाहिँ हेर्नुस् उत्पत्ति 22 को 1 देखि 13 सम्म तपाईले आफैले हेर्नु हुने छ. उले चाहिँ इंग्लिशमा पढ्ने छ.
So we'll be looking from verses 1 to 13 and I'll be reading it for you all. And this is what he says. Genesis chapter 22 verses 1 to 13. Utpatti ko 22 ko 1 dekhi 13 yo likheko cha. Sometime later God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac replied. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horn. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is called, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. In this scripture, we see the whole testing of Abraham's faith.
अनि उसको मिसेस चाहिँ 90 वर्ष पुग्दाखेरि उहाँको एउटा छोरा इसाकलाई.
Abraham, when he was about 100 years old and his wife was about 80 to 90 years old, the Lord promised a son to them.
एउटा छोरा जन्मिनु भन्दा पहिला उहाँले चाहिँ परमेश्वरले भन्नुभएको थियो, तिमीहरूको लागि एउटा म
The Lord had promised to them that He was going to give him a son.
But Abraham
was in a bit really shocked, and he said to the Lord, "Lord, I am 100 years of age, and my wife, she's about 80, 90 years of age. How can this be? How can she give birth to a child?"
उसको आत्मामा त्यो भएको कारणले परमेश्वरले चाहिँ उलाई थाहा थियो उसको अलिकति उसको चाहिँ विश्वास चाहिँ मलाई गरेन भने चाहिँ उलाई चाहिँ उसको कमजोरी उसकोमा उले परमेश्वरले थाहा भए थियो.
And when we consider the whole story, we can somewhat see that although Abraham had put his trust in the Lord, there was some sort of doubt within his heart where he was questioning to God, saying, "God, can it really be?"
जब परमेश्वरले भन्नुभएको थियो म तँलाई एउटा छोरा दिन्छु अनि त्यो छोरा जन्मिएपछि
and the Lord has said to him that I am going to give you a son and when that son born
अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ परमेश्वरले अब्राहमलाई भन्यो अब तिम्रो छोरा चाहिँ तिमीले बलि चढाउनु पर्छ.
The Lord finally gives him a son and now once he's received this son the Lord now says to him, "Now you need to go and take your one and only son and offer him as a burnt offering."
त्यो समयमा अब्राहमको र उसको मिसेस उसको बुढीको कस्तो मन भयो होला अब एउटा आफ्नो छोरालाई बलि चढाउनु पर्ने त्यो समय कस्तो होला उनीहरूकोमा एकदम कठोर समय.
And as we look at the story, we can somehow imagine the pain that Abraham might be going when he heard the voice of the Lord say to him, "Son, go and offer your only son to me."
तर अब्राहमले उले पक्कै निदो गरे कि मेरो छोरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरले जे भन्नुभएको थियो म त्यो डाँडामा बलि चढाउनै पर्छ भनेर चाहिँ अब्राहमले त्यो निदो गर्यो.
But Abraham in his heart, even though it was painful for him, even though it was too much for him, he made that decision, "I'm going to trust the Lord and I'm going to obey the Lord."
अनि त्यो समयमा आफ्नो त्यहाँ जति पनि मानिसहरू अनि गदाहरू लिएर चाहिँ भारी बोकेर उनीहरू चाहिँ तीन दिनसम्म उनीहरू गयो.
Then Abraham went away with his donkey and he took quite a lot of stuff with him, wood and everything for the burnt offering. And he set off for about 2 to 3 days.
अनि त्यो ठाउँमा पुगेपछि आफ्नो त्यहाँ जति पनि गएको साथीहरूलाई लिएर अब्राहमले भन्यो तिमीहरू यहाँ बस्दै गर म त्यहाँ गर मेरो छोरा र हामी चाहिँ त्यहाँ परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ हामी के अरे हामी परमेश्वरको महिमा गरेर आउँछौँ भनेर उनीहरूले चाहिँ आफ्नो गधा र आफ्नो साथीहरूलाई छोडेर गयो.
And as they got closer to the mountain, Abraham said to his men, "You stay here, and me and my son, we're going to go up the mountain, we're going to worship the Lord, and we will come back."
तर उसको छोराले चाहिँ उले सबै कुरो छ उसको छोराले भन्यो बाउ हामीसँग दाउरा छ सबै कुरो छ तर हामीसँग खोइ त हामी थुबा भनेर चाहिँ उसको छोराले सोध्यो.
Then his son, as they're walking up to this mountain, his son suddenly looks at his dad and he notices that they've got everything apart from the lamb. And the son says to his father, "Father, we've got everything, but where is the offering?"
तर अब्राहमको विश्वास चाहिँ के थियो भने परमेश्वरले चाहिँ मलाई हामीलाई जुटाउनुहुन्छ उसकोमा यति धेरै उसकोमा विश्वास थियो परमेश्वरले हामीलाई जुटाउनुहुन्छ छोरा हामीलाई त्यो उहाँले चाहिँ हामीलाई त्यो ठाउँमा थुमा जुटाउनुहुन्छ भनेर चाहिँ उसको छोरालाई भन्यो.
For such was faith of Abraham that even though he didn't have any offering with him and even though he didn't know what was going to happen, he trusted in the Lord. And as they say enough to mountain, he said to his son, "The Lord will provide."
अनि परमेश्वर जुटाउने परमेश्वर हुन्छ. आज त्यसरी नै हाम्रो यहाँको पास्टर एन्ड्रु हाम्रो ग्रेसहरू चाहिँ उहाँहरूको यति धेरै विश्वास लिएर त्यो परमेश्वरको काम गर्नुको लागि त्यो रोमानियामा जानुहुँदैछ.
And we know from the scriptures that Lord is truly the one who provides and he's our provider, he's our deliverer. And we know Andrew and Grace, as they're faithful to the voice of God and as their obedience to the calling of God, because of that, they're now setting off to Romania.
Jasiri, Abraham-le aafno chhora lai chahi marnuko lai ule jab churi uthayo ani tyane swarga dutle bhayo aba maile tero bishwas maile dekhe. अनि मैले मेरो विश्वास तेरो विश्वास चाहिँ एकदम परमेश्वरमाथि त डराउँदो रहेछ अब भयो भनेर चाहिँ उहाँ स्वर्गदूतले जब अब्राहमलाई भन्यो.
And we see in the scriptures that Abraham puts his son and is ready to offer his son as a burnt offering. And at that very moment, the angel of the Lord stops him from doing the thing that he was about to do. And we see also see in the scriptures that because of that, the Lord now says to him that, "My son, now I know your faith. Now I've seen that you really do trust in me."
This kind of thing. त्यो आब्रामले आफ्नो छोरालाई बलि चढाउनु लाँदै गरेको पनि अरू कसैले पनि थाहा थिएन, इभन उसको छोरालाई पनि थाहा थिएन, आब्राम र परमेश्वरको बीचमा मात्रै त्यो थियो। त्यसरी नै हाम्रो विश्वास पनि, तपाईँ हाम्रो चाहिँ परमेश्वर र हाम्रो बीचमा कतिको हाम्रो विश्वास छ भनेर चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई र हामीलाई मात्रै थाहा छ।
And the thing that amazes me the most in this story is no one knew the consequences. No one knew what was going to happen. It was only Abraham who knew that he was about to go to mountain and offer his son as burnt offering. Even his son didn't know, but the only person that knew was the Lord and himself. And similarly in our own lives, our faith should be so strong in the Lord that everything that we do, that we don't actually say to the Lord why, even though it's hard, but we actually put our trust in the Lord and actually obey the voice of the Lord.
त्यसै कारणले हाम्रो विश्वास नै, कसैको विश्वास चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ तेरो विश्वास यतिको छ, तेरो विश्वास यतिको छ भने हामी अर्काको विश्वास हामीले के हामीले चाहिँ अरूलाई दाँच्न सक्दैनौँ। त्यो मानिस तपाईँ हाम्रो विश्वास चाहिँ, हाम्रो विश्वास र परमेश्वरको विश्वास कतिको छ भनेर एक आपस एक तपाईँ र परमेश्वर र हाम्रो बीचको मात्रै हुन्छ, नभए हामी कसै मण्डलीमा अनि कसै अरूमा चाहिँ हामीले कसैले पनि त्यो भन्न सक्दैनौँ हामीले।
And similarly, we cannot say to one another, saying, "My faith is greater than yours, and I'm better than you." That sort of languages. Ultimately, it's the Lord who sees our hearts, and it's the Lord who knows, who really knows how much we trust Him and how much we have our faith in Him.
अनि हामीले चाहिँ मती आठको आठमा हेर्यो भने चाहिँ हामीले सधैँ नै हेरिरहेको मती आठमा त्यहाँ कप्तानको विश्वासको बारेमा।
And when we look at Matthew chapter 8, will we see about the faith of a centurion?
त्यहाँ चाहिँ हामीले पढ्नु जरुरी छैन, तपाईँले चाहिँ हेर्नुहुन्छ भने मत्ती 8 को 5 देखि 13 सम्म हेर्यो भने चाहिँ त्यहाँ कप्तानको विश्वासको विषयमा हामीले हेर्छौं।
You don't have to turn to that page, but I'm just going to read it out to you. I'm just going to give you a scripture. It says, it's in Matthew chapter 8 verses 23 to 27. Sorry, verses 5 to 13. In your own time you can have a look at it. But when we look at the scripture, we see and we read about the faith of a centurion man.
त्यहाँ जब येशु ख्रिस्ट थियो छेउमा जानु हुँदै थियो अनि एकजना कप्तान चाहिँ येशु ख्रिस्टको ठाउँ त्यहाँलाई भेट्नु आउनुभयो।
And as Jesus was on his way, he was stopped by a centurion man.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ त्यो कप्तानले येशु ख्रिस्टलाई भन्नुभयो।
And the centurion man said to Jesus,
उहाँले चाहिँ प्रभु, मेरो घरमा एकजना मेरो नोकर छ, ऊ चाहिँ पक्षघातले ऊ चाहिँ एकदमै ऊ चाहिँ के अरे चिकित्सित बिमारी छ।
And he said to the Lord, "Jesus, one of my soldiers is suffering right now."
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो, मेरो त्यो उस नोकरको लागि प्रार्थना मात्रै गरिदिनुहोस् भनेर चाहिँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टसँग उहाँले चाहिँ त्यो कुरो राख्नुभयो।
And he said to the Lord, "Lord, just say a word from here."
अनि येशू ख्रीष्टले भन्नुभयो उहाँलाई चाहिँ, होइन म तिम्रो घरमा गएर म प्रार्थना गरिदिन्छु भनेर चाहिँ भन्नुभयो।
But Jesus said to him, "No, it's all right. I'll come with you. I'll come to your house and I'll pray for your soldier."
तर कप्तानले भन्यो, म पनि एउटा म भन्दा माथिको मेरो मालिकहरू छ, उहाँले जे भन्छ म त्यही गर्नुपर्छ, मेरो नोकरलाई म जे गर भन्छ त्यो गर्नुपर्छ। तर उसको विश्वास चाहिँ के थियो भने प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टले प्रार्थना मात्रै निको भइजा मात्रै भन्नुभयो भने मेरो नोकर निको हुन्छ भने कप्तानको विश्वास थियो।
Then this centurion man said to the Lord, "I'm a man of authority myself, and I've got men working under me, and I've got men above me, and when I say something to them, they follow me, they follow my orders. And similarly, Lord, you if you just say a word from here, something amazing is going to happen."
अनि येशू ख्रीष्टले त्यो कप्तानको चाहिँ उसको त्यो विश्वास देखेर उसले भन्यो, यस्तो विश्वास मैले इजरायलमा पनि मैले देखेको छैन भनेर चाहिँ उहाँले भन्नुभयो।
And after seeing his faith, Jesus said these words, "I've never seen any man like this man in all over Israel who's got so much faith like him."
त्यसकारणले चाहिँ तपाईँ हाम्रो चाहिँ विश्वास चाहिँ यति धरिलो हुनुपर्छ भने चाहिँ हामी यो बाइबलमा हामीले भेट्छौँ.
That's why the Bible is very clear to us to actually have faith and to actually trust in the Lord for everything.
अनि हामीले चाहिँ मत्ती 8 को 23 देखि 27 सम्म हामीले हेर्यो भने,
and when we look at Matthew chapter 8 from verse 23,
त्यहाँ चाहिँ आफ्नो येशु क्रिस्टले चाहिँ आफ्नो चेलाहरुको विश्वास कतिको रहछ भनेर चाहिँ त्यहाँ चाहिँ एउटा येशु क्रिस्टले जाँच गर्नुभएको हामीले भेट्छौं.
And in the scripture we see Jesus actually testing his disciples and testing how much faith they have got.
येशु क्रिस्ट चाहिँ त्यो आफ्नो चेलाहरूसँग त्यो समुद्रमा हिँड्नु हुँदै थियो.
And Jesus is actually on this boat with his disciples.
अनि त्यो समयमा चाहिँ त्यो समुद्र यति ठुलो उड्लेर आयो अनि उसको चेलाहरूले चाहिँ उनीहरू चेलाहरू चाहिँ आत्यो.
Suddenly there's this big storm and his disciples they all panicked.
अनि येशु क्रिस्ट चाहिँ सुतिराख्नु भएको थियो.
And Jesus was sleeping in his boat.
तर उनीहरूले चाहिँ भन्यो, प्रभु हामी मर्न आँट्यौं, प्रभु हामी मर्न आँट्यौं, हामीलाई बचाउनुहोस्, हामीलाई बचाउनुहोस् भन्दै ऊ त्यो आफ्नो चेलाहरू कराउन थाले आतिएर.
But the disciples they were panicking, so they woke up the Lord and they said, Lord, save us, don't you care, save us.
तर प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टलाई चाहिँ थाहा थियो त्यो कुरो.
But the Lord knew what was happening.
अनि जब चाहिँ अनि प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्ट उठ्नुभयो अनि उठेर त्यो आधी त्यत्रो समुद्रको के अरे छाललाई चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ शान्ति भनेर चाहिँ उहाँले रोक्नुभयो.
But at that moment it's amazing that Jesus actually gets up and he speaks to the wind and he speaks to the storm and he says, calm right now.
अनि त्यो रोक्यो.
And suddenly there was a calm.
अनि त्यो आफ्नो चेलाहरूले चाहिँ त्यहाँ भन्यो, येशू ख्रीष्टले भन्नुभयो, खोइ तिमीहरूको विश्वास.
And at that very pinnacle moment, Jesus looks at his disciples and he says to them, where is your faith?
तिमीहरू अन्धविश्वास, तिमीहरूको विश्वास खोइ.
Where is your faith?
खोइ तिमीहरूको विश्वास.
Where is your faith?
अनि तपाईँ हाम्रो विश्वास चाहिँ यहाँ हामीले चाहिँ यहाँ भेट्छौँ हाम्रो आब्रामको विश्वास अनि कप्तानको विश्वास अनि त्यहाँ त्यस्तो खालको हाम्रो चाहिँ दरिलो विश्वासी हौ तिमीहरूको भनेर चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ त्यो हामीले वचनमा भेट्छौँ.
Bible is full of men and full of men who have their trust in the Lord and who were faithful to the voice of Lord and who had faith in the Lord, and we can learn so much from them, from Abraham, from that centurion man.
अनि परमेश्वर प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्टले उहाँले गएर उहाँले छुनु पर्दैन. यहाँ प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्टले चाहिँ चाहनुहुन्छ, उहाँको इच्छा भयो भने चाहिँ उहाँ जहाँ हामीले प्रार्थना उहाँको शक्तिले मानिसहरू निको हुन्छ.
And similarly, it is our faith, when we put our faith in the Lord, when we move out in faith, we see miracles happening, we see people getting healed, we see people getting saved.
किनभने वचनमा लेखेको छ, तिमीहरू धर्मी जनको प्रार्थना म सुन्नेछु.
Because it says in the word of God that the prayer of righteous man availeth much.
अनि त्यस्तै एउटा टेस्टिमनी हिजो मात्रै हाम्रो मेघ भाइले भन्नुभएको थियो.
I want to share a testimony from Meg.
उहाँ अस्ति 26 अगस्तमा,
on the 26th of August,
स्विडनमा संगति भएको थियो.
There was a church meeting in Sweden.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ दुई तिन मिनट उहाँले टाइम माग्नुभयो.
Then in that meeting he asked for a few minutes to share his testimony.
अनि उहाँले परमेश्वरलाई धन्यवाद दिनुभयो.
Then he started thanking the Lord.
उहाँ त्यो स्विडनमा 26 तारिक मिटिङ हाम्रो सँगै हुन्छ भनेर थाहा थिएन.
And we didn't know that the meeting was going to be on 26th of August.
त उहाँले चाहिँ यो होलिडे बुक गरिसक्नु भएको थियो.
But he had booked holiday for that day.
तर जाँदाखेरि त्यही बाटो चाहिँ पर्यो.
And we're going on this journey.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ उहाँले भन्नुभयो, धन्यवाद परमेश्वर. अनि उहाँले चाहिँ एउटा रिक्वेस्ट राख्नुभयो, आमा एकदमै सिकिस्त बिमारी नेपालमा हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
And he made a request for his mother who's been very poorly in Nepal.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ होलिडे बुक गरिसक्नु भएको थियो. होलिडे क्यान्सल गर्नु अब गर्ने कि नेपाल जाने भनेर उहाँको त्यस्तो सिचुएसन थियो.
And he had booked a holiday and suddenly his mom was not feeling well, so he was like, should I go to Nepal or should I just stay here?
अनि उहाँले रिक्वेस्ट गर्नुभयो सबै मण्डलीले मेरो आमाको लागि चाहिँ प्रार्थना गरिदिनुहोस् भनेर चाहिँ रिक्वेस्ट गर्नुभयो.
Then he made a request to everyone saying, can you all pray for my mother?
अनि सबै मण्डली हामी त्यहाँ बसेर उहाँ आमाको लागि प्रार्थना गर्यौं.
Then all of us we started praying for this mother.
अनि जब यहाँ चर्च सकेपछि उहाँ उता होलिडे दुई घण्टा तीन घण्टाको उता जानुपर्थ्यो जानुभयो.
Then straight after service he had to go somewhere which was about 2-3 hours journey.
Ani wale chai beluka malai phone garnu bhayo.
Then in the evening I get this phone call.
Ani dai mera aama chai phone aako thiyo ani mera aama chai aile niko hunu bhayecha ani parmeshwar lai dhanyabad bhanera tyo din bhanu bhayo.
And he said, brother, I want to let you know the Lord's healed my mother and she's better now, she's healed.
अनि परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ जसरी यो इजरायलको कप्तानले आफ्नो नोकरलाई चाहिँ उसले उसको विश्वासले प्रभु मेरो नोकरलाई प्रार्थना मात्र तपाईँले गरिदिनुहोस् अनि मेरो नोकर निको हुनेछ त्यो समयमा निको हुनेछ उसको विश्वास अनि त्यो परमेश्वरले पूरा गर्नुभएको थियो.
And we've seen from the scriptures the way the centurion man said to the Lord, Lord, you don't even need to come to my house. If you just say a word from here, my servant is going to be healed.
अनि आब्रामले आफ्नो छोराले त्यो डाँडामा बलि चढाउनु चढाएर त्यस्तो खालको उसको विश्वास थियो भने यो समयमा हामी प्रभुको लागि के गर्नु हाम्रोमा सक्छौँ.
And similarly, even Abraham, he didn't know what was going to happen, but he put his faith in the Lord. And when he was going to mountain, he knew somehow the Lord was going to provide. And similarly, I want to encourage us all, saying, where is our faith today?
हामीले काम परमेश्वरको लागि काम गर्नुपर्छ.
We need to serve the Lord.
अहिले हाम्रो जस्तै एन्ड्रु र ग्रेसले उहाँ परमेश्वरको लागि चाहिँ उहाँले काम गर्नुहुँदैछ. उहाँ परमेश्वरलाई हामी धन्यवाद दिनुपर्छ. उहाँले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको काम गर्नको लागि उहाँलाई खटाउनु भएको छ.
And for example, Andrew and Grace, they're two faithful servants of the Lord, and they serve the Lord, and they give up a lot of their time to serve the Lord, and they go into different places to actually minister and to serve the Lord. And similarly, we need to thank God for that.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो आउने दिनहरूमा volunteer ministryको लागि कोही हुनुहुन्छ भने चाहिँ युथहरूलाई अरू युथहरू तपाईँहरू जागृति हुनुहोस्.
And he's even given us this opportunity that if any of us wants to go to missions for next year to volunteer, and I want to encourage us all, like especially the youngsters, go for the things of God, volunteer, go to mission fields.
जानु पर्छ प्रभुको सेवा गरे गर्नु पर्छ.
We need to go, we need to serve the Lord.
धन्यवाद छ आजको लागि यति नै अनि बाँकी समय हाम्रो म डेनिललाई दिनेछु.
I'm just going to leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it's encouraged you, I hope it's blessed you, and thank you. I'm just going to pass it on to Pauline.